I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mega Voice has had to put its audio Bible ministry in Palestine on hold due to the war. And although modern-day slavery exists in Pakistan's brick-making industry, so does gospel ministry. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. On Friday, the United Nations Security Council failed to pass a resolution that would call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Nearly a third of Gaza's residents face extreme lack of food and acute malnutrition, according to a report released last Monday from the International Community's Authority on Determining Food Insecurity Levels. Food isn't the only thing scarce, though, in Palestine. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice says their ministry has had to stop despite many years of partnerships in the region.
Right now, even though the requests are coming in, we just have not been able to provide the audio Bibles that are requested because of the war, because of the blockades, because nothing is getting in or out. As soon as those doors open, we pray that we will have enough to be able to provide for the Palestinian believers and the Palestinian seekers.
As the situation in Gaza becomes even more grim, please pray for God to end the war and bring peace and justice.
That is first and foremost what we need to do, is pray for the peace in the land. Real and full peace only comes with the Prince of Peace. That is the ultimate answer for the Palestinian people, as well as the Jewish people, as well as anyone around the world.
Meanwhile, chaos deepens as Haiti waits for a transitional presidential council to lead the nation toward a stable future. Last week, gang members attacked formerly peaceful suburbs in Port-au-Prince, killing and looting homes without check. Experts say around 1.4 million Haitians are on the brink of famine. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti With Love is more than 40 years of service for Haiti.
I have never seen Haiti like this before. Is it going to get better or worse? Who's going to be in line next? We can only pray and hope that it gets better, because I don't think it can get any worse.
For Haiti operates a clinic in Cap Haitien. They're pointing people to the God who's in control and good, even in the midst of this devastation. Like the rest of the country, the clinic has no supplies coming in.
We are still doing what we can for the people. We're going to be there until God tells us, you know, it's time to close down.
DeHart wants others to know there's more to Haiti than the grim headlines.
They have a beautiful heart. The people are beautiful. The country is beautiful. But evil has taken over right now. And what they're seeing on TV, on the news, that's not all Haiti.
Please pray for Haiti every day this week. Pray for a revival, for an end to gang violence, and for a godly government to be established. The economy in Pakistan today is heavily built on a form of modern-day slavery found in brick kilns, a culturally accepted and exploitative industry, but one that offers an opportunity for evangelism. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations works closely with these people.
There's over 14,000 brick kilns scattered across the country, and they're basically manned by over 4.5 million slaves.
Kelly and his team share the gospel by essentially buying the freedom of the workers for a day, a nearly $2,500 cost. Then they give them a meal and leave them audio Bibles.
So it's a real celebration when they do get their time off. And when we come in, we share the gospel always. So many of these slaves, because they suffer so much, their hearts are wide open to the message of hope.
As a result, the kiln workers who live in close quarters frequently gather together to worship, pray, and disciple others in the kilns. Even the traditionally Muslim kiln owners have increasingly been coming to Christ and changing how they run the kilns.
Jesus said to care for the least of these, and these people are precious in the sight of Jesus. We need to be praying for them, lifting them up.
Though a harsh mission field, Kelly prays that God will send more people into these places to share the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.